getting on board the Tiller and Rye telephone line and talking with her friend Kevin Thomas of the Portland Press Herald and the Maine Sunday Telegram. Kevin, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Rich.
How are you this fine Friday?
Lovely. I'm in Manchester, New Hampshire, waiting for the Portland Sea Dogs game to start at 7 o'clock tonight against New Hampshire Fisher Cats.
Well, it's a beautiful night for it. I want to go back a few nights to that Eastern League All-Star game and the way it was decided. Unique, and I think I love it.
Yeah, I certainly wouldn't want to see a regular season game or anything that counted. But it was a fun way to end an All-Star game. The players loved it. The fans got into it because, in the end, it really doesn't matter who wins. And so, it made a one-pitch home run derby. It got one pitch, and it went through 22 pitches before one guy jacked one out. So, very exciting stuff.
It had to be a great night, not just for the Sea Dogs, but for the whole city of Portland to have that All-Star game in town.
It was. The place was packed. There were buses from New Jersey, from Pennsylvania coming in. Just a lot of people into this game. It didn't have the prospects that maybe we had 10 years ago when Hanley Ramirez and company were in, but still a lot of talent and a good baseball game. And, of course, if you've been to Hadlock Field on a beautiful night, there's no place better.
So, with the Red Sox getting back onto the field tonight in Anaheim and looking down the barrel a few days, Brian Johnson's going to get his debut start for the Red Sox. Can you give us a quick scouting report? What do you know about him?
Well, Brian Johnson is a very good pitcher. He doesn't have the fastball that Eduardo Rodriguez has, which maybe some people will be looking at, but it's a sneaky fastball. Brian's about 6'4", and the batters don't always pick up that pitch right away. So very effective. Pounds the strike zone, works very quickly. And so all those work in his favor. Has a curveball and a changeup, developed a cutter sometime last year, and that's really helped him be an out pitch occasionally. But he's very effective, not overpowering, but he doesn't have to be. And he's very strong upstairs. This is a guy who, he took a line drive into the face his first pro season and has come back and good head on his shoulder. So, Boston has nothing to lose giving this kid a chance.
We're talking with Kevin Thomas of the Portland Press Herald here on Downtown. Now, the Red Sox start this trip, obviously a key road trip in many ways, but I almost feel, Kevin, like it's a key, not because of the standings as much as the trade deadline and figuring out where they're going to be in a couple of weeks. I get the impression with the American League East that no matter how they play, they could still be sitting somewhere between 5 and 7 games out a month from now.
Yeah, but boy, this next 2 weeks tells you a lot, and you're right. The first week on this first road trip is just huge. They could enter the trade deadline with a winning record and be a couple games out, or they could be falling further behind. You don't want to do any drastic changes just on the possibility you might be in contention. You make huge deals. Put you over the top, and they're not even at the level right now. So the next 2 weeks will tell you a lot whether they are the so-called contenders or pretenders. I don't see a drastic sell-off, but I don't see them making any dramatic moves, trading some top prospects for a pitcher just to maybe get them to 500. That doesn't make any sense.
Is this about it for Mike Napoli this next 10 to 14 days?
Yeah.
Make a break?
I mean, everyone's making all a big deal that he always does well against the Angels, so that's cool. And we'll see how he does there. I love Mike Napoli. I thought he was going to have a big year. He had a great spring training, which, again, tells you what spring training numbers mean. But he just can't continue being the black hole in the heart of the lineup that he's been. It's just snuffing out rallies left and right. So, obviously, in a couple of weeks, which we just said was a very important 2-week period for him, if he gets going, he's huge, but they can't wait forever.
Kevin, what's been the biggest surprise to you on this Red Sox team, either a positive surprise or a negative one?
Well, I think the negative is just how they've underperformed. They made a big deal about no ace, but no one's really pitched very well except for Buchholz and occasionally Wade Miley. The bullpen, Craig Breslow has been a disappointment. I thought Matt Barnes was going to come into his own this year and be very strong. You know, they've got basically, three guys they can kind of depend. Well, they can count on Uehara. They can count on Tozawa as long as they don't overuse them. The Red Sox bullpen leads the American League in innings pitched, and that's not a good thing. So I think the starters not only not being dominant, but we didn't think they would be, but they're not going long in the games. And we kept hearing about these guys really rack up the innings, and they haven't been. And so that's made the bullpen vulnerable, and it's just not been a good combination.
You know a lot of the young guys in the system. If they are buyers at the deadline, who are the people, who are the young players that they absolutely shouldn't consider dealing under any circumstances?
Well, we already know Mookie Betts, Xander Bogaerts are obvious. Blake Swihart's here on a rehab assignment. And I think, even though Christian Vasquez is back next year, he's coming back from Tommy John, so I don't know how good he's going to be right away. So you got to hold on to Swihart, I would think. They've got three good lefties. We already know Eduardo Rodriguez. I don't think you trade him. We'll see Brian Johnson, so maybe that makes Henry Owens available. He's getting better and better in Pawtucket as his control comes under, as his control comes in. So, Henry Owens may be a thought. Devin Moreira is a very good shortstop. He's not a key linchpin because he's not hitting very well. I like Jackie Bradley Jr. in right field at Fenway Park, but I don't know if that's ever going to happen. I'd hate to see them sell low with him because he's a major league. He's a Golden Glove outfielder who I believe can hit. He just needs a full chance with the majors again. So he may go. Marrero may go. Henry Owens may go. We got a guy here, Manuel Margot, very good outfielder. But they've got some good young outfielders. So, he may be part of the trade here.
So the only thing that we can do is watch it play out. But what does your gut tell you that is going to happen with the Red Sox down the stretch? Are they going to fold, or is this team that's going to right the ship and come back?
Well, I don't know if they're going to fold. I'm just waiting for someone to take off, whether it be the I keep thinking the Orioles will. I'm still amazed by the Yankees. And who knows, with their resources, they may certainly make a deal as well. And if they do, that may put them over the top. They've got to get over 500 even be considered. So I think they'll do fine. Well, they'll do better than they are. They fine. But again, I'm gonna be watching this next week or two. They were one of the best teams in the majors the last month going into the All-Star break. So obviously they keep that up. Keep winning series. Again, if there are two games out at the trade deadline, by all means, let's go for it and see what happens.
Kevin Thomas of the Portland Press Herald. Enjoy the game tonight, Kevin. Good talking with you again, and we'll do it soon.
Always a pleasure, Rich. Take care.
Thank you, sir. 15 after.